It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Episode 513, How to Raise Money When You Have No Track Record Yet. Meaning, you're a first timer. This is your first feature. You don't have any resume, really. You don't have any films in distribution. You haven't made any money back for any investors. So you're basically starting from scratch. And I spoke about this topic the first season, and I thought about it recently as it seems to get a little harder for me to raise money for my own films every year. But it doesn't have to be that hard for you. Now, here's the reason. Every year or every other year when I'm fundraising for my newest project, I'm going through my Rolodex, I'm going through all my phone contacts, going through all the different people I know or have relationships with. And the problem is, usually they know exactly why I'm calling. In some ways, it's a little easier and faster. I know this sounds crazy. Sometimes it's a little easier and faster to get funded on your first or your second project because you haven't gone back to the well 5 or 6 or 7, 8 times, if that makes sense. When you're sharing this business plan of a feature film to a large group of people, and it's almost always a numbers game because not everybody has liquid cash with a certain amount of risk factor that they're going to put into films. And the more people you reach out to, you're just going to rapidly accelerate how quickly you get funded. So anyway, hopefully this makes sense. When I'm going back to people after 25 years of doing this, most everyone knows why I'm calling, why I'm reaching out to them. Now, here's the catch 22 for the first time filmmaker, is you basically have no track record. And remember, doesn't mean you're not a filmmaker, you haven't gone to film school, you haven't done a whole bunch of short films, maybe some web series, but if this is your first feature-length motion picture, either a narrative or a documentary, you don't have a track record. So that's what I'm talking about. Now, here's why it's bad. Many investors simply don't like to invest in what they're perceiving you to be a startup. Okay, you're an unproven producer. Now, the easy way around this is to bring a veteran producer on board, someone who has done several features, has gotten distribution, and made money. And it's great to have someone like that in your business plan, on your team, and when you're doing meetings and three-way calls, your potential investors see this older, more experienced, wiser, proven team member that can really put any concerns they have at ease, and you're going to have a much, much more likely chance of converting more of those potential investors to investors. Now, here's the good when you're first starting out, and this is very good. This is all positive. You don't have to answer that question, which will come up. How did your last film do? Well, if you don't have a last film, you can't possibly answer that question. Another question, exactly how much did your last film make? And what was the return on investment back to your investors? Well, if you don't have a film out yet, you don't have to answer that question. So that's the good part about it. Now, here's some advice that I got when I first started out and I didn't have any features under my belt. So here's the advice, and I'm sharing it with you. Hopefully you'll take some of this. Number one, make sure, and I'm assuming you already have an amazing, I mean, not just a good, but a really great script, because the story always comes first. And if you're doing a feature-length documentary, make sure you have a really well-defined concept and outline for the story, how you want to tell that story. Number two, build a great team. Just like I said a minute ago, get people on board with a track record, either a veteran director who's done multiple features, he's gotten distribution, he or she has brought back some ROI for their investors, or a veteran producer at a minimum. Number three, now, if you don't have a feature under your belt, you can show other successes you've had. For example, if you've done a short film or multiple shorts, and it or they have won awards, you've gotten recognition, you've gotten accepted into lots of different film festivals, all of that is proof of concept that you have talent. Or let's just say you've done a couple short films, but you've also done a music video or a web series, something that's on IGTV or short format, or even TikTok, if it's long enough. It's tough to compare a 30-second TikTok to making a 90 or 100-minute feature. But if you have some videos on YouTube, for example, that have thousands, hopefully hundreds of thousands or millions of views, that right there is a massive proof of concept that will make it very attractive to potential investors, because you've proven you can make a high quality product. And even though people are not paying for it on YouTube, let's say, you have created a product that is getting a lot of views, and the potential investors are going to connect the dots. It's like, hey, if this person can make a high quality product and hundreds of thousands of people are watching it, hey, if we do a feature together and they can click to purchase the movie, or you know, gets on one of the AVOD platforms like Tubi where they can watch it free, they connect the dots how they can make money, put it that way. Number three, this is really important too. Keep the budget reasonable if you're a first timer, and make it in line with your experience and the experience of your team. In this day and age, with no real theatrical market for independents, it's a rarity. I would really try to keep the budget under 500, ideally under 250 if it's the story that'll lend it that. And if you have very, very little experience, if this is your first and you haven't been able to build up a good team, do it under 100K. But at the same time, don't shortchange yourself. It's like there's a lot of things you need on top of the production and post-production costs that you need to include to get an ROI. And those things are many of the deliverables costs to deliver all the elements that your distributor needs, including all the copyright clearances. More and more distributors are needing you to pay for in advance your E&O, your errors and omissions insurance. So all those costs you got to think about, but keep the budget as low as you can. That's just kind of the general thing here. Now, if you're raising money for films and any budget is a challenge for you, or you're just not comfortable, or you're not 100% up to the task yet, here's some other advice. I've given it to some first timers. This didn't go across real well. It wasn't really popular, but I firmly believe this is an additional route to consider. And here's the advice. Go out and do your very, very first feature yourself for a super low micro budget. And I'm talking less than 10K. The reason I suggest this sometimes, if you're not up for taking on a fundraising gig, you don't have the pressure, you don't have the responsibility of, having to get money back to other investors. So if you and your director, you and your small team, you put up your own money, you're going to learn from your mistakes. There's no investor risk. And at the end of that, you're going to, even if it's not a really, really high quality film, it probably won't get distribution, although you could put it on YouTube. There are ways you can self-distribute it. Whether or not you make money, that's a whole different story. But you, at the end of that process, you have a really good proof of concept feature to show potential investors. Or take your screenplay and cut it down. Just take the top two or three scenes and see if you can shrink your, let's say, 100-page script and cut it down to a 20 or 30-minute short film and make that short film, because this is another great proof of concept to show potential investors. You can take that short, you can enter it in festivals, you can take that short and use it as a calling card to get money to make your feature. And you never know, you could get really lucky, and by posting the short film online after you do a bunch of festival submissions, if the video goes viral, the next thing you know is you might not only have investors, but you might get really lucky and have a streaming studio come knocking on your door. And I met a comedian, I forget his name, because there are a couple success stories like this I've encountered over the past few years, but this was at a J.T. Fox mega success event about 2 or 3 years ago, and he told me this story about he had some short clips that he put on YouTube, and other people in the audience were also posting some stuff on YouTube because they thought it was really funny, and a bunch of these YouTube clips started gaining traction, like getting tens of thousands, eventually hundreds of thousands of views. And one of the videos went viral, like literally, I think it got close to 1 million. And Netflix tracked him down through one of those YouTube videos, and they offered him to do his first feature. They funded him to do a whole stand-up comedy concert. And I can't remember the guy's name right now, but he was really funny. And my point is here, just keep pushing and pushing and putting yourself out there, because you never know how you can get funded.
Thanks for listening. And remember, it's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own indie film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com and click on the green telephone button. You'll see our calendar, and if you find an open spot, grab it. You'll get a one-on-one call with me or one of my partners. It will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.